Bob Keynes from the American Bronzing Company. I'm the Bronzing King, and I'm talking with Rabbi Saul Solomon on Dave's Gone By on UNC Radio.
Oh, shalom, shalom, damn it, and very happy Pesach to all of you on this Passover of 2016. This is your old pal, Rabbi Saul Solomon, the founder and spiritual leader of Temple Sons of Bitches in Great Neck, New York. Now, one of the sad things about Jews, or at least those who don't live in Israel, is that we're all terribly, terribly pale. We look anemic, almost to the point of leukemia. But now with Madison Avenue, you can take a schmear, you can put on something called a bronzer, and it makes you look all healthy and tan, like you actually belong in the Olympics somewhere. Well, someone who knows even more about bronze than just that goopy little cream is a man named Bob Keynes. Why? Because he is the bronzing king, and I don't mean in terms of tanning. I mean in terms of dipping things in actual bronze. His family kind of made that idea, the thing, with baby shoes all those years ago. His very family basically started that craze. So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the neighborhood this Pesach holiday, Mr. Bob Keynes. Shalom to you.
Shalom, Rabbi. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm happy. I'm already constipated. It's only a day or two into the holiday, and already I'm constipated. But what can I tell you?
Join the club.
How are you? Oh, well, we were talking before you got on the microphone about a Seder that you went to. Now, when I go to a Seder, it's 7.5 hours long, if I'm lucky. Your Seder started at what? What time did your Seder start?
We're in the east, and it started at about 6:15, and it ended at about 6:45.
Wait a minute. How the hell is that possible?
We talk fast.
But you have to eat. You have to wash. I hope you wash your hands.
Oh, I'm just talking about the service. The eating took a little bit longer.
But even so, even with the eating, you were done by what?
7:30. It was an hour and a half.
That is unbelievable. That doesn't exist in the Jewish world.
Well, the matzo balls were hard.
Oh, well. There's a joke in there somewhere. I'm not going to
remember. I know.
What is your Hebrew name, by the way?
My Hebrew name, Yaakov Ben Yaakov.
Wait a minute. So you're Jacob Jr.?
Yes, I am.
Jews aren't supposed to do... No wonder you're doing an hour and a half Seder.
Wait a minute.
What?
The old Jews did that all the time.
They named the son after the father?
They did.
So you have Shmuel ben Shmuel ben Shmuel?
Yes. But that's a long time ago.
I imagine... Well, how the hell did you...
They just told me that to make me feel better, of course.
So wait, what is your father's Americanish name?
Robert Keynes.
So, growing up...
I was Bobby.
You were Bob. What if your mom was mad at you, though? Would she say Robert, and both you and your father would look up?
Oh, never. It was Bobby.
It was always Bobby. Well, I'm going to call you Babala. So as not to confuse you with your father.
I love that.
All right, Babala. Shalom, Babala.
Shalom, Rabbi.
Now, your family goes back to the Bronze Age. Get it? So tell us. They didn't invent the idea.
Well, my grandmother was the mother of baby shoe bronzing. She started the whole thing back in 1934.
This is your grandmother, right?
This is my grandmother. Her name was Violet Schinbach.
Violet Schinbach!
And there were not a lot of women starting businesses back in 1934.
Not a lot of Violet Schinbachs back in 1934 either. No, wait, so, did she get the idea from something else, from watching something else being bronzed?
Exactly. She saw something that was painted, and she found someone, this was up in Cleveland, Ohio at the time.
Okay.
And she saw some shoes that were painted, and she found a local plater who could electroplate the shoes. Now, they were not doing this as a business, they just sort of did it as a favor. And she said, I can make a business out of this. And even though she was a kindergarten teacher, she started going door to door looking for homes that had baby signs in them. In other words, animals on the curtains, or a little tricycle outside, or a little baby-sized swimming pool in the backyard. She'd knock on their door and ask if they saved their baby shoes. Then she said, let me show you what we can do with them. And that's how she started the business.
Now, how did she do this in her kitchen?
No, she at first she had someone plating the shoes, and after a little while, she created the technology to open a small plant.
Whoa! So, what is the technology?
The technology, it's multi-step. It's not a dip and dunk like a lot of people think.
You would figure, yeah, you just take the shoe, blip, yeah, let it dry, there it is. No?
No.
Oh, boy.
Rabbi.
What? Well, how the hell do I know?
No, we use two different, what I call, secret sauces. The first one stiffens and seals the shoes.
I could use that for my schmeckle, yes?
Thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome.
And then the second one makes the shoes conductive.
What?
That's really the key. And then we put the shoes in an electroplating bath.
Oh.
And the combination of the chemistry and the electricity makes copper accumulate on the shoes. And the longer they're in this tank, the more copper and the heavier copper accumulates. And the shoes are not really in bronze. They're actually copper plated.
So why is it called bronzing?
Because they look like they're in bronze.
Oh, my God. So it's always copper.
But if they were actually dipped in real molten bronze, they'd burn up to a crisp.
Oh. So wait a minute. When an Olympic medalist wins a bronze medal...
That's the real deal.
But how come that doesn't fizzle up?
Because it's being cast. It's solid.
It is bronze. Oh, I see.
They're not doing that over something. The part that we do is on the actual baby shoe, the one that the baby wore.
Now, this amazes me in the fact that your grandma was a kindergarten, not even a high school physics or chemistry teacher. No, she just knew this stuff off the top of her head?
Well, I think she got some help, but her specialty was selling it. She could talk to people and explain it and say, look, you could put your baby shoes, just let them sit or get lost or put them in a drawer somewhere, or you could have them preserved forever and out on display where every time you see them, it makes you happy.
Did it ever occur to maybe do, like, baby teeth?
We've done baby teeth. We do a lot of Binkies, the pacifier.
Oh, of course, yes.
And we do some baby bottles, not many. A lot of little babies and children's cowboy boots. But what we've done the most of recently is the little baby running shoes.
Well, this is a modern thing. There was
exactly.
No babies didn't run back then. They crawled. When everybody's in such a hurry to grow up, babies start running immediately. It's amazing.
That's it. Run.
Baby, so running, all right. So you have, your father take over the business? Has it been in the family?
Yes, my father took over the business for a number of years, and he retired in 1992, and I've been running it ever since.
It's called what, American Bronzing Company?
American Bronzing Company, yep.
Now, here's a question, like growing up, you kind of knew this was your legacy, you would go into this. Did you ever rebel? Did you ever say, Dad, I don't want to spend my life dipping things three times into molten copper?
Absolutely. When I was 16, one of my first paying jobs was as a receiving clerk there. I unloaded and loaded trucks.
Oh, boy. Okay? Yeah.
And it was over the summer, and I was in high school, and I hated it. It was hot, and it was hard work, and the first day I was there as the boss's son, someone in the back got sick, and they sent me to clean it up. And I said, no, I'm not doing that.
Whoa. Now, you don't want to be the pink sawdust man.
That was a bad start. And after that summer, I said, I'm never coming back here.
But
interestingly enough, after college, I did it.
Wait, okay. You went to college.
Yep.
For what?
I'm sorry?
For what? Don't say for 4 years.
For a business degree.
Okay.
To Washington University in St. Louis.
And you weren't, now you were, your family was in Ohio.
Yes.
So you went all the way, you weren't even in the state anymore. You
right,
kind of started.
Of
what was
but
that?
I moved back afterwards.
Yeah.
And I looked for a job and wasn't happy with what was out there. And someone at my father's place called me and said, do you want to sell baby shoe bronzing door to door? And I said, now you're really out of your mind.
Right.
And he said, nope, I'll show you how. And son of a gun, he did.
Now, wait a minute. This would have been, what, the 1970s?
1978, late 70s.
That late, people were still going through. I mean, Fuller Brush was dead by then.
They were dying. But I was knocking on doors. And people, believe it or not, loved to see me. and said, "Sure, come on in." And again, it was a fascinating learning experience for me.
Now you gotta tell us. I apologize for asking this question in advance, but I have to because I want ratings. And all that knocking on doors and stuff. Do you ever come across a naughty housewife or two? Neglected by the husband, she's got the kid, give you a little afternoon delight?
There were some lonely ones, but there was no funny business.
Oh!
I apologize. I'm sorry your ratings are going to go right down the tank, but no funny business.
Yeah, I should give them some of your electrolytes or something. I don't know.
That's it.
And you did that door-to-door for how long?
It was just for the summer, but I did so well that they kept me on and had me train other people to do door-to-door. And so I got into the business through their direct selling division.
Okay.
It's not in existence anymore. Again, the door-to-door thing did go out, and that's pretty tough now. So everything we do now is online. It's all green. We don't send out mailings and paper and that kind of thing. Everything happens online.
Now, let me ask you, though. Even in an era of online, to stand, there are how many gazillion websites and Facebook pages and stuff. How do you go to tell the whole world, oh, we do bronzing or coppering, whatever you want to call it?
Well, it's interesting. Again, we call it bronzing, and Facebook has been a really good source for us. We're able to advertise on Facebook and spread the word, and we're doing giveaways and drawings each month, and we're getting a lot of interest. And interestingly enough, we're seeing a lot of, I'd say, 30 to 50 year old women as our customers now, and I'm used to the young mother, the one when the baby's just growing out of their shoes from, I don't know, 9 to 15 months is what I always thought our golden age was. But now we find it's 30 to 50 because these women didn't know we were around, and now that they see us on Facebook, they say, "Oh yeah, I saved my baby shoes. Let me get them done."
Oh, okay. I thought they were having babies that much later.
No,
kept the shoes in a thing, and they're doing it again. So how big is the car? How many people do you employ?
We have 30 people at our plant.
Okay.
In a 40,000 square foot building.
Wow. All right.
And
in Ohio,
we've
right?
We've bronzed over 13 million baby shoes.
Is that 13 million or shoes or 7.5 million pair or what?
7.5 million pair.
Has anyone ever done like a one shoe for a one-legged baby?
Very rare. Very rare. Almost all of them are pairs, but we do the other stuff too.
What other stuff? What?
We do a lot of other stuff. Some of it's serious and some of it's funny.
Okay. What's one or two serious things?
Let's talk about the serious.
Yeah.
We've done recently a lot of army boots for soldiers who have come home from the Middle East.
Ah.
They send us the actual boots that they wore in combat, and we bronze them and send them back to them.
Now, that must cost about four times as much as a baby shoe.
It's less than you'd think.
Okay.
Less than you'd think. I'd say it's probably about $300 for a pair. So it's not a
crazy
number.
You figure for something that will last and go down for generations, that's a pretty good deal, yeah.
Exactly. So it's just something else to show their pride in the service that they gave to their country.
Sure.
And it's cool. It's really cool. And we've done those, and we've done army helmets and officers' hats. So we've done a number of things for the military. Then let's get fun.
Yes, please.
We've done a lot of athletic shoes for
famous people.
Super Bowl football cleats. We've done basketball shoes for Dr. Julius Irving. Remember him 100 years ago? Dr. J?
From the 76ers, of course.
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
Were they for
shoes?
Did he order them, or did someone get his shoes at like an auction or?
No, I think he got them. I think he ordered them.
Whoa.
Most of these guys ordered them themselves. We did Bob Lanier's basketball shoes. He was a size 22.
Oh, my God.
We've done clown shoes, full-size clown shoes for Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey.
Oh, that's fantastic.
College.
I love that idea.
So cool. So cool. We've done, Jack Nicklaus's golf shoes.
Neat.
What's happened is because we've done these more famous things, now with so many kids in organized youth sports, they're sending us their cleats, baseball shoes, football shoes, soccer shoes, and we're bronzing them. really, really cool keepsakes.
Well, I'm surprised they're also with Jack Nicklaus or people like that. What about their balls? No pun intended.
We do the golf balls.
Yeah.
Not that many, because people are just so scared to give up their hole-in-one ball to send it in.
Really?
Yeah, they say, oh, man, I'm not even a chance losing that.
Oh, my. Well, unless they live in Ohio or something.
We've done footballs.
Yeah, whoa.
Baseballs, basketballs, soccer balls. So, you know, we've done all those. We do helmets for a fundraiser in the NFL. Each year there's an organization called the Ed Block Courage Award. They have a black tie fundraiser in Baltimore every year, and it's in honor of an old Baltimore Colts trainer. And every NFL team has an Ed Block Courage House in their city. And it's where parents go to stay when their kids are in the hospital.
Oh, all right. Okay? Yeah, okay.
And so each team votes, the players vote for the player on each team who's shown the most courage during the past year. He might have been coming back from an injury. He might have had a personal problem. It could have been a sports-related thing. It might not have been a sports-related thing. Each team is honored in this banquet in Baltimore, and they get a helmet that we've bronzed.
I would say dip the whole player.
Yeah.
Just put him in right there.
That's it.
Hey, actually, have you ever had that kind of request of, like, when they used to do in the 1960s with the rock stars and the plaster casting?
I haven't had that, but I can get into the icky stuff for you.
Right, get into the icky stuff, yeah.
This will do the ratings a little better.
Please, yes.
I've had a couple people call me and say, my husband died. His last wishes were to have his remains put in his favorite cigar box and bronzed.
I was wondering, if it's in a box, I guess you can do that, no?
Yeah, but no.
Why?
Number one, I don't want to handle Herbert. that's a problem, because if something happens, how can I tell Mrs. Herbert that we had a problem?
Well, you don't. you get a cigar box.
So anyway, I had to turn those down, and I turned very little down.
What else have you turned down?
Anything fuzzy or absorbent, I have to turn.
Yeah.
I can't do it because of the process, the plating process. It just never dries out. So,
well, wait. What problem. Fuzzy or absorbent thing have people asked? Like their pet?
Teddy bears.
Oh.
Teddy bears.
Oh, that's sad.
I got a lot of people ask about
teddy bears. Wait. Think about it. You know, your grandma was so inventive in thinking of these things, or the people that she knew. Wouldn't there be, in 2016, some kind of coating that you could put over a teddy bear first, maybe just put in plastic, and then you could do whatever you want to it?
You would think so, but unfortunately, with the chemistry and the environmental regulations today, and I don't want to whine.
Okay.
But sometimes...
I want to whine. I'm going to have a little mention.
You can't do that you want to do. And we used to be able to do that, and now we can't, because there are some things you just can't use.
Oh.
Let me tell you some of the things we have done that are cool.
Yeah.
We bronzed a giant garlic clove for a mafia boss.
No, wait. First of all, wouldn't that be absorbent and wet? And, you know...
This is in the old days before we had to...
Got it.
We had to change our material, so we were able to do the garlic clove. Even though we plated it four times, you could still smell it. It was great.
And I guess he wanted that, right? He wanted to have that little bit of
That didn't hurt anybody's feelings. We've also done...
Now, wait, let me ask you a question, though.
Sure.
How did you know... I guess you know. But how did you know it was a mafia boss?
We were told. And we didn't ask questions.
Well, yeah, too bad. Did he actually pay?
We were very trusting, yes. They paid, they thanked us, and they said, this is for someone very high up. And we said, we don't want to know, but we sure are grateful for your order.
Very nice. Very well done. Okay.
And we've done bras and stiletto heels for strippers.
Oh, now we're talking.
Okay. And I got to tell you, they just look unbelievable. And
now, is that difficult? Because with a shoe, it holds its certain shape very easily. You take it.
Yeah, so things that are flimsy like a bra, it takes more doing to shape it and make it look like it's being worn. But we can do that, and they just look unbelievable.
Well, what do you do?
Again, it's that first step where we do the shaping, that stiffening material.
Oh, the stiffening material.
That helps. That really really helps. And then a lot of plating makes it nice and solid.
What's the biggest thing that you've ever brought?
Well, we can do long and skinny like a hockey stick.
Ooh. And that big, right? That long.
We can do long, yep.
Okay.
And then just pure largeness, we've done pregnancy belly casts.
Oh!
You've seen the women who do the Plaster Paris casting of their pregnancy belly.
Well, that was the what I was talking about with the plastic casters from the 1960s. It was a different part, obviously. But you can do a body part. You can do the belly.
Well, it's the cast that they formed over the belly.
Okay.
Some of the women do that these days. They cast, if you break your leg, you get a cast on
right.
it. They use the same stuff, but they put it on the pregnant belly. And then when they're done, they have this plaster belly-looking thing. Anyway, they send that to us, and we bronzed it. We've also done full-size body casts from the knees to the neck.
Was that for doctors, or what was that?
We've done one, and it was for a fella who was in a car accident down in South America, and he vowed if he ever walked again, he was in this cast for like 6 months, and he vowed if he ever walked again, he would get the thing bronzed, and he did, and we did, and it was very cool. Hi, this is Bob Keynes from the American Bronzing Company. I'm the Bronzing King, and I'm talking with Rabbi Saul Solomon on Dave's Gone By on UNC Radio.
Was there anything that you were really, really disappointed that you wanted to bronze that you couldn't? Maybe one of these absorbent thingies? You were like, oh, we wanted to.
We used to be able to bronze boxing gloves. We can't do it anymore. We've had people send us boxing gloves and baseball gloves. But again, because of the absorbent, they're a problem now. We bronzed tires for race cars.
No, wait, but again, you can't do that because it's rubber? Or now
no,
you still
can? The rubber I can do. Rubber and plastic are not a problem for me.
Well, what are boxing gloves?
Boxing gloves are filled with that puffy stuff. Rabbi, have you ever been in a fight? Come on.
Basically, a fight was bullies beating me on the playground.
There you go.
It wasn't much of a fight, and there was no gloves involved.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, in the boxing gloves, they're just filled with this fluffy stuff, and that's where we have a problem.
Now, we're talking, by the way, with Bob Keynes, who is the bronzing king. But let's say people get the baby shoes bronzed, their footballs bronzed, their bodies bronzed, the pregnant bellies bronzed. A year later, 3 years later, 5 years, 10 years later, do you have to do anything if you own it to keep it?
Absolutely nothing. Everything we do is lacquered, and it literally lasts a lifetime. I get Facebook, whenever we put a post on Facebook with any bronzing, we always get people saying, I got mine done 40 years ago and they still look great. I got mine done 50 years ago and they look like new. I mean, they really stay beautiful. In fact, if you try to polish them, you hurt them.
Oh.
So we tell people, just leave them alone, and they'll look gorgeous forever.
Nothing to do with tarring X. Well, how come? But I understand it. Why then do pennies, when you have a penny and you
because, not, yeah, and, because it doesn't have a protective lacquer coating.
Oh.
Our baby shoes have a protective lacquer coating, so they won't tarnish.
That is way cool.
And that's the final secret sauce.
Now, have you ever tried to do another metal or another kind of thing to bronze something? Well, we use the word bronzing, but something else that you would dip into so it could be different colors or something?
We do that. We have what we call a pewter finish, which is actually zinc-plated. It's a deep gray look, and it's only available on the baby shoes, and it's really great for boys' shoes because it's a very masculine-looking color. Again, it's gray with darkness in the recessed areas.
One of the questions that you are kind enough to provide for interviews and things like that is,
mm-hmm.
What's new in bronzing? Is there anything new since 1935?
I'm so glad you asked, Ray.
Oh, well, there you go.
Fantastic question. I wish I had asked that myself.
Me too.
What's new in baby shoe bronzing, or in bronzing, is bronzing gift certificates.
Oh.
Now, everybody's got gift certificates. We know that.
Right.
But what this does is, by being able to have a gift certificate, you can give the gift of bronzing to anybody. You know what a headache it is to try to find a baby gift for somebody. usually you'll find something, they'll say, oh, that's so cute, and then in a few months it'll be gone. But if you give them a certificate good for bronzing, they pick what style they want. They pick what finish they want. They send the shoes in. It's all paid for, and they'll always remember you're the one who got them this gift.
And by the way, you mentioned before that the giant boots were about $300.
Yep.
What's roughly the range of normal, typical baby shoes?
Baby shoes start at $79.95 and go up from there.
That really sounds incredibly reasonable.
That's for a pair.
What were they selling for in 1938?
I think $399 to $699 a pair.
That sounds like a lot of money then.
You know?
That sounds like more money then than $80 sounds now in a
year. Yeah, $80 is really a pretty darn good price when you realize it's something that's going to last a lifetime.
Now, granted, there's shipping added, and I assume shipping is kind of...
Nope, that includes shipping both ways. In fact, that even includes, if you order directly, that includes a prepaid first-class shipping label to ship the shoes to us, and then it also includes priority mail to ship the shoes back. That's all included in that price.
You know, I feel like I'm doing a commercial for you, but every question I ask has this happy answer. And it's just accidental. I mean, I'm very glad to hear that you do business like this.
Bronzing is a very happy business, Rabbi.
Yeah, you know? Well, except when they want to bronze somebody's cremains in a shoebox.
Yeah, well, you got to push sometimes.
Now, let me ask, how many of your own personal items, since you're in the business, I mean, is your whole garage full of...
I have a house with a lot of bronze baby shoes. I have both of my daughter's shoes. I have my wife's shoes. I have my shoes. And I just had my first grandson about 6 months ago, and it won't be long until we have his, too.
Make Mazel Niklik, by the way.
Thank you, Rabbi.
But what about all this stuff, since, you know, your whole family's in the bin? Didn't everything you wore from age one on,
I don't have that, but interestingly enough, in my office, I have a pile of horse manure that was my grandfather's that he had bronzed. And that's still in my office.
Oh, okay, hold on. Oh, boy. Okay.
He loved it.
How did you not mention this earlier? Why? Okay. Is there a story behind that, I hope?
I never heard it.
Oh.
I never heard it, but when it was given to me and passed down, son, this is something very special. This was your grandfather's horse manure. And I accepted it.
It was passed, and then it was passed down. How big is it?
It's not huge. It's probably about 6 inches by 6 inches by 3 or 4 inches. It's just a little pile.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. And I guess it was to prove that they could bronze anything.
Anything. Exactly.
Now, let me ask. Exactly. In the years that you've been in the business, since the 1990s, has anybody else asked you to bronze shit?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, people have sent shit in. Thank you. It doesn't thrill us to get that, and I don't have a price for that on my list. but I have bronzed the Passover matzah.
Well, that is cool. I hope nobody mistakes it for chocolate matzah and tries to buy into it.
No.
But wait. Why are people...
That was something, you know, whoever found the matzah, in addition to a gift, for a year, they got to keep... the Afikoman.
No, stop the matzah. I'm not talking about the matzah. I'm talking back about the shit.
Okay.
Who and why? Why are people sending you excrement?
Well, either they don't like us.
Or they don't like somebody.
Or they just want something that's really, really, truly belongs to their baby. Now, did you know...
Oh, it's baby poo!
Tom Cruise's wife. What's her name? Katie Holmes.
Yes.
She had a sculptor sculpt the babies.
No.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I did not know this.
Oh, big news. It's a few years ago when she was just a baby, but I denied any knowledge of that action and said, don't ask me to do that.
not to sculpt it. Wait, no. If Katie Holmes sent you baby poo, you would bronze it, wouldn't you?
I'd try to find a way, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
He had a sculptor make a representation of it. He didn't preserve the real thing. He made a sculpture. And what I do is more personal.
Oh, it certainly is. How much, if I were to send you a lump, you know, when I finally get through Passover and I go to the bathroom again.
Yes.
How much would it cost me to send you a good, solid representation of myself?
I think after this call, I'm going to be getting a lot of interesting things in the mail. Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you so much.
It's like women who have hysterectomies will be sending you their ovaries in the mail.
That's it.
Can you do it too? But I don't know.
We do try not to do organic things, body parts, that kind of thing. We prefer not to do that. But we have done some small animal skulls.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they happen to look very cool. But, you know, seashells, that kind of thing.
Oh, seashells must look really neat. That's okay.
Oh, they're very pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty with all the ridges.
Mm-hmm. What's the most beautiful thing you've ever, when it came out, beautiful, do you think?
Man, I got to tell you, those helmets we do for the NFL are absolutely knock your socks off because they send them to us with special thick decals cut out for each of the team's logos.
Hmm.
So after they're plated, the decals are raised so you can see which team is which. Okay?
Now, are these the helmets that are in the Canton, Ohio Hall of Fame?
These are the shells of helmets that they wear.
Oh, okay.
Okay? These are actual helmets. The padding's been taken out. The face mask is still there, and we bronze the whole thing, including this logo, and then they mount them onto beautiful sterling silver trophies, then give them to the players. They really, really are gorgeous.
Well,
truly gorgeous.
We have had a gorgeous conversation with the Jewish Babala Kane, and he is the bronzing king, and you can contact the company to do all these different things from baby shoes to baby poos at AmericanBronzing.com. AmericanBronzing.com. But let me ask you, you are, as of the last 6 months, you are a grandfather?
Yes.
You have how many kids? You have two kids, right?
Two daughters,
yeah. Two daughters, yeah. Are they going into the business?
It's been discussed, but for the moment, they're not interested. But they're still young, and their husbands may be interested. You never know.
Well, I mean, you have some years to blah, blah, blah. But have you considered what happens in, let's say, 20?
Sure, sure.
Would it?
Nothing would make me happier than to keep the family running it.
But if they didn't, you would sell or...
If they didn't, I would have to, yeah.
Yeah, you would have to. But let's assume maybe, you know, one of the daughters, are either of them in, like, liberal arts or in music or theater?
Actually, they're both teachers.
Oh.
They're both teachers, and I think... It takes a little salesy activity to be able to do this job. So,
and you do that very well, I have to say.
Oh, thank you. But their husbands could help.
There you go. You never know.
You never know. That's how my father and uncle got into it. My grandmother was my maternal grandmother. So they both married into the business.
Wow.
And that's how all that happened.
Well, it's happened, and it's still happening at AmericanBronzing.com. Very reasonable prices, great work that they do, and really preserving legacies in a way that they wouldn't be otherwise.
Yeah, thank you. Again, memories. I'm in the memories business.
Memories of my poo in the bronze tank. Let me, if you dip poo 3 or 4 times, does it still smell like the garlic?
I'm not telling.
All right.
I'm not telling.
I'll have to find out for myself. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much to Bob Kings, the Bronzing King, for being with us in the neighborhood. Well, don't eat any of that bronze matzah. Eat the real stuff or the shmorah stuff.
Absolutely. Rabbi, may I make one other quick...
Yes, you may.
Statement for your listeners.
Yes.
We have a 20% off any bronzing offer if your listeners want to order, as long as they order by May 7th and use the savings code DGB16.
Oh, I love that. Dave's gone by. DGB.
I thought you'd like that. DGB16. If they use that savings code, it knocks 20% off the price. So it becomes very reasonable. That's good for bronzing baby shoes, cleats, just about anything.
So any order at all.
Any order, yep. As
20%
long as
off. DGB16, and there'll be a place on the website where people can type that in.
Right in the shopping cart.
writing the show. And if they absolutely needed to, or they're not comfortable with the web, is there a number they can maybe call?
Call, but it's really best if they go on the web. But have them give us a call, 800-423-5678.
Once more.
800-423-5678, and we're open Monday through Thursday each week. Our people work 4 10-hour days, Monday through Thursday.
Wow, and you take Shabbos off. I'm very proud of
you. Well, you know, what do you know?
You Bob. Bob Kings, thank you. Happy Passover to you, and much, many, many more years of a golden Bronze Age to you.
Rabbi, thank you so much, and the same to you.
Shalom.
Shalom.